Good morning. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, today, a big day when it comes to choosing who gets to build new casinos in upstate New York. That board meeting this afternoon.
Yeah, the Gaming Facility Location Board plans to recommend up to 4 casino projects in the Capital Regions, the Catskills, Hudson Valley, and the Finger Lakes Southern Tier during a meeting scheduled at the Empire State Plaza at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The board can recommend up to 4 projects, with each region receiving at least one license and one region receiving 2. Most people expect the Catskills, Hudson Valley area, which is closest to New York City, will receive the second license. But who knows? The 5-member board will vote on the recommendations, close the meeting, and then take questions from the press today. Those recommendations will be passed to the Gaming Commission, which will award casino licenses after developers meet requirements under the State Environmental Quality Review Act. And then there's another round of background checks on the applicants that will be completed by state police. There are 16 casino applications in the 3 regions, with 4 proposals in the Capital Region, 9 in the Catskills, and 3 in the Southern Tier. Here's a breakdown of the local proposals. There's one in Schenectady by the Galici Group and Rush Street Gaming of Chicago, another in Cobleskill to be built at Howe Caverns by Michigan casino developer Mike Malik and Full House Resorts of Las Vegas, one in Rensselaer by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. The 4th and final one is in East Greenbush. It involves James Featherstone Howell. He's a minority owner of the Saratoga Casino and Raceway and Churchill Downs. They're pitching a $300 million casino in East Greenbush. So we'll hear it at 2 o'clock. Again, it's not the final decision, but it's a big decision because those recommendations go to the Gaming Commission, which has the final say on this.
You mentioned the owner of the Saratoga Gaming and Raceway, which we're headed next. I wonder if that has influenced the abandonment of some plans there.
Yeah, last night they were at the Saratoga Springs City Council, Saratoga Gaming and Raceway, and they announced that they have abandoned plans for a 2,000-seat event center as part of their planned expansion. The representatives at the meeting last night stressed the event center is no longer in the works. They said the reason they took it off the table was they wanted to ensure the other parts of the expansion, that's the construction of a big hotel and restaurant, can proceed. There was substantial community opposition to that event arena that was being planned.
You'll be talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks as always.
Thanks.